Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a feeling that guys are hurting. You know, guys are hurting and they're, you know, they want this thing corrected. They want everything to be okay. And it's not that easy, you know, when you're hurting inside so bad. I know some guys are just searching for what's going wrong. Some guys are confused. Some guys are angry. A lot of guys, I'm sure, even myself included, don't really know how to deal with this kind of situation and the weight of this situation. But for the guys that, and the majority of the guys that feel the way that I do, feel the way that our coaches do, feel the way that we need to feel, and that is to improve the situation and always look at the bright side and the silver lining, we're going to carry along the entire team until everybody's on board. Everybody has to be on board. There's, you know, there's no easy way to deal with this than charging through it with every one of your guys. You just have to, you know, you have to have a hard nose, thick skin, and if you don't, then don't come with us. But everybody will be fine. We're all going to stick our necks in there and go to work. Go to work for ourselves, our teammates. Go to work for the coaches. Go to work for our school. Go to work for the state. You know, because everything that we do, this state feels it with us. You know, and I've never been a part of something like that. And I am right now. And I hurt. And I hurt for me. I hurt for my teammates. You know, because I want to do right by everybody. I want to do right for everybody that lives and dies and breathes Nebraska. But we as teammates have to rectify it ourselves. And as bad as it hurts, and as bad as, you know, you feel right now about this stuff, you just have to. You just have to gut it out and just make it better, because we know we can play. Every one of you guys have seen us play good. And you know what we can do. We know what we can do. And we just have to do it. We have to figure out a way to have some heart, have some guts, and just go do it. And, you know, we got 5 games left, and that's exactly what we're going to do.